In the discussion about Senate Bill 451, you'll hear a lot on charter schools, with some voices promoting their benefits and others warning of their problems. Important to making sense of those different points of view is understanding what it would mean specifically in a place like West Virginia. There's little reason to believe that charter schools provide a magic solution for the educational issues in this state. One way to think about it is in the face of our ongoing teacher shortage. Schools and districts all over the state are struggling to find qualified educators to fill their classrooms, particularly in areas like mathematics and special education. And that has remained the case, even as the state has explored alternative pathways into teaching, meant to expedite the preparation of individuals interested in pursuing the career. How would charter schools set up in this state fare any differently? One thing to be cautious of is the way in which charter schools would continue to lower the entry standards into teaching, meaning the people teaching at these schools would be some of the least qualified teachers in the state. And that's not anything to take lightly. There's ample evidence on the negative impact of underqualified teachers on the educational opportunities for students, and on the way in which these individuals are far more likely to leave the career after only a year or two, as compared to teachers with more adequate preparation. While advocates of charter schools will have anecdotes to support their case, these stories may have little to do with what it would look like here in West Virginia, meaning the skepticism and caution around charter schools is more than warranted.